tariffs will make our country much stronger. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump tweeted that hours after U.S. tariffs on many Chinese imports surged from 10 to 25%. He also wrote, it'll bring in far more wealth, though his critics say the tariffs will cost American households with higher prices. The talks continue today. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump also tweeting China should not renegotiate deals with the U.S. at the last minute. He continued, this is not the Obama administration or the administration of Sleepy Joe, who let China get away with murder. Trade talks between the U.S. and China begin here in Washington at this hour. China's Commerce Ministry vowed retaliation to the new tariffs, saying in a statement that unspecified countermeasures would be deployed. Dave?
John, there's more worried on Wall Street. Dow futures down more than 100 before this hour's opening bell when the most anticipated new stock in years debuts, Uber.
This is the largest American company to IPO and to sell shares since Facebook did it back in 2012. But it's a tough week for Uber to be selling shares given that we saw a market sell-off because of the U.S.-China trade concerns and, of course, the Uber driver strikes, which is not good for the company image.
Fox Business Network's Susan Lee at the New York Stock Exchange. Uber's initial price set at $45 a share. It's back to court today for 18-year-old Devin Erickson and a younger student who could be charged as an adult as well, accused of shooting up their high school in Colorado, killing a classmate, wounding eight others. Yesterday in Florida, Putnam County Sheriff's deputies rushed into a high school arresting a student for posting photos on Snapchat showing him holding a gun with a caption, "No school tomorrow." He's been charged with a felony for a written threat to kill. In California, hate crimes charges added to the case against John Earnest, who's accused in last month's synagogue shooting that left one dead.
We will not allow our community members to be hunted in their houses of worship.
That's U.S. Attorney Robert Brewer, Jr. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
It's not just Democrats in Congress who are demanding to see the full Mueller report, wanting more information about the special counsel's investigation. A Trump associate who is indicted wants a look at what's publicly been redacted.
Republican operative Roger Stone and his lawyers want to see the unredacted parts of the Mueller report that relate to his case. That information, part of evidence discovery for Stone. Now, the judge in his case has told federal prosecutors to hand over that material by Monday. The judge to review the material to see if it's relevant. Prosecutors say the government has no obligation to provide the information. Stone's pleaded not guilty to charges of witness tampering and obstructing a congressional investigation and allegations of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A 16-year-old mother accused of giving birth, then abandoning the baby on top of a trash can in Chicago on Tuesday is due in juvenile court today, along with the 17-year-old father. The little boy's grandma is also facing charges for lying to police about how she rescued the baby. A Florida mother who was also abandoned her newborn this week, putting the baby in a bag thrown in the trash, is due in court in Boca Raton. She's confessed the little girl was found alive, crying, expected to be fine. Yet another baby was kidnapped in North Carolina.
The baby was found with just scrapes and bruises in Henderson County, but is okay. No word if arrests have been made, but police were looking for a man and a woman who were wearing ski masks. A car that's believed to have been used in the abduction was found early Thursday night. The little girl and her mother were forced into the car and driven away. The woman managed to escape and call police. The baby was found about 2 hours after police located the car. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
There's an update to the economy before that opening bell on Wall Street showing a little more inflation last month. Consumer prices rose 0.3%, in part because we paid more at the gas pump. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 7 years in prison is the sentence for a Champaign man who pleaded guilty to a single count of unlawful use of weapons by a felon on parole. 20-year-old Marcus Batts was one of four young men arrested in late February when police raided a home. Police are investigating a train versus pedestrian accident that happened in Champaign yesterday morning. This was at Neal Street and Buena Vista just after 9 a.m. WCIA says police don't think the man was seriously injured. No word yet on exactly what happened. An arrest warrant has been issued in a Champaign homicide investigation. Police say they responded to an apartment complex parking lot in the 400 block of Edgebrook Drive early in the morning on May 5th, following reports of a shooting. They found a 21-year-old man who died of his injuries at a hospital. The victim was identified as Scott Roth. An arrest warrant is out for 28-year-old Isaiah DePriest Kane for first-degree murder. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here we go into our 8 o'clock hour. Your weather now for the weekend.
Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Today's high 62, 42 our low tonight. There's a 90% chance of rain in the forecast tomorrow. Let's hope it holds off for the graduates from the University of Illinois. Go Illini.
Unbelievable. I'm just wondering, I'll ask Marion this in a moment, where time goes. I was just feeding Benjamin a bottle. I really was. And it was, you know, when he was 7 hours old, he stared at me. He had eye contact. I mean, a lot of babies, their eyes kind of flutter.
Hey, that's sweet boy.
No, but he looked right at you.
I know.
I'll never forget that.
Hey, and look at the young man he is today.
Just unbelievable.
Tomorrow's high 58, by the way. 54 the high on Sunday. Right now, 48 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, here we go. Last night at Centennial High School. It was there. Choir concert. Marion Wyatt is retiring in a few days. How many days now?
11.
Not that anybody's counting.
I mean, wow. How is this possible?
Not that anybody's counting. I've had the calendar up.
I mean, but you have done this for how many years?
34.
I mean, don't you remember, like, when you started and then you blink and it's like 34 years?
No. It feels like it's been a long time. It feels like it's been forever. The weekends, the nights.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just been continuous.
We don't.
Life.
We don't. Again, it's the whole. You're a teacher, and you know you guys get like all that time off, and they don't know you work 6 a.m. to midnight, kind of like a football coach. I mean, so you guys...
this year, we did everything that we possibly could. We took a choir trip. We went to a choir festival at Parkland, and we did a project with Countryside Elementary, and we did something with Robeson Elementary, and I wrote more grants than I can remember ever writing, and we were just on the go. We did all our Illini Fridays, and it was nonstop, and it's not going to stop now. Last night was that concert, and this morning they're going to announce that we get to sing with Foreigner June 23rd, and we've got the retirement choir reunion concert. We've got over 258 alums coming back on May 25th for a free concert.
Wow.
And please come. I've been having these terrible reoccurring nightmares that I have, you know, the stage is full with 300 people, and there's no one in the audience.
Well, if you have 300 people on stage, you got to have 400 people out there because they'll have 300 seats they have to all sit in. So, yeah, 300 coming.
Well, no, they don't get to sit in there. They're on the stage the entire concert.
300 people?
Yes, sir. It's a reunion concert.
Why don't you do something big on your way out? Come on, Marion, do something. Come on.
That's we have
amazing alums
from as far back, I believe, as 1978.
Wow.
That are coming back. So it's not just, you know, students that I've had here, but alums from Centennial as well as alums from Carlinville, Illinois, where I taught the first year, and alums from Pawnee High School, where I taught. And two of the guys that play in the Tons of Fun band graduated from Centennial, and in their yearbook, the question that they asked each of the seniors is, what was your favorite song this year? And both of them put 25-6-4.
Chicago.
And so I wrote a grant, and we've got 700 kazoos coming for everyone that's in the audience to do the little solo part on 25 or 6 to 4 at the finale of the retirement concert.
Unbelievable.
Good idea.
Well, I'm planning to come. I'll be the only Catchaturian in town.
I'm going
to
go, too.
But I'm not on stage, right? I'm going to watch, right?
Oh, no, no, no. You're on stage. You're a speaker. You're in the 12 days of Christmas.
I'm a speaker.
You better talk to your wife. She's the one who controls what you're doing.
Oh.
And you also have a party tonight.
Yeah, are you coming?
I am.
Yes. Anyway, Marion, do you, now again, you're not about this. You're the most humble, lack no pretension in your body. But let me just tell you, you've had such an impact on so many.
Yes.
You've helped kids that weren't very musically inclined to find music. You have guided kids that had zero music and zero interest, but you took an interest in them and helped them in so many different ways. You have no idea. You don't remember it. But what you've done as an act and what you've done as a habit of helping is just unbelievable. And as Susan Zola said last night, along with Sue Aldridge, you're one of those legacy teachers. Good luck to Centennial trying to fill that. It's like John Wooden from UCLA trying to fill that. I'm telling you. No, it's going to be really, really
good. Thank you.
The poor person coming in next is just good luck. God bless them. It's just going to be tough. So.
Well, the good news is that the person that's coming in has been with me since January 8th.
That'll help.
When our accompanist passed away, and she'd been with me for 16 years, which was very difficult on all of us.
Yeah.
But, you know, when God closes the door, he opens a window. And he brought this young lady from Wisconsin, and she has her degree. She's wonderful at band, choir, and orchestra. And she's coming in as a first-year teacher, but she's been with me since January 8th, and she's ready to walk right into the shoes. She'll be fine. Catherine Mophy.
What is she? Is she got access? I mean, does she know your cell number? Will she be able to call you? I mean,
I give my number 217-649-8800 to everyone.
Well, listen, congratulations on your show.
Thank you.
I think we should call you the week of that big one so we can promote it again. So I'll call you.
Please do.
We do not want that to be some sort of a. We want the place to be full.
I love it.
All right, we'll be in touch. Thank you. Congratulations.
It's a free concert. Tell them to come.
Free concert. Come on.
That's great.
All right, well, we hope to see you, tonight. Thanks, Marion. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Marion Wyatt, Centennial High School.
She's amazing. We love her.
But she's the teacher that says, what's going on? And then she'll do something and get them clothes or figure out how the family will eat that. I mean, she'll just do that.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like you driving around campus picking up women that are too drunk to walk. That's what Diane does, too.
After I saw her fall down twice. Poor Stephanie. I still pray for her.
Good. It's good of you to do that. This is the Chicago. She was talking about gazoos in the show then.
I can totally envision that. And to be on stage with Foreigner at the State Farm Center on June 23rd.
Well,
that's amazing.
She's retired June 23rd, so it must be the new one. Okay. ESPN 93.5. All right. Sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals with a big win. 17-4 was the final. And we've got a game at 7:15, 6:20 for the pregame here on ESPN 93.5. The Pirates will use Trevor Williams on the mound. And we've got Adam Wainwright on Saturday. It's a 1:15 start. Just take note as you're tooting around town. Listen in here on ESPN 93.5, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Homers from Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo again. In fact, they've homered in 15 straight games now. Cubs win over Miami 4-1. Wrigley today, 1:20 start against Milwaukee, 1:20 start against the Brewers tomorrow, and they'll play Sunday evening. Cleveland over Chicago White Sox 5-0, and they had a rain delay and just wrapped it up early. They're playing Toronto this evening. Illinois and Nebraska for our softball team. They'll move on to Michigan.
Yeah, number one Michigan. If they win that, the Illini women softball team will make the NCAA. If they can beat Michigan, they played with them earlier this year, so go Illini.
Yes, and our Illinois baseball team wrapping up their homebound you know, series. 6 o'clock tonight against Purdue. And we've got partly cloudy conditions by that time. Today's high 62, down to 42. We have morning clouds and afternoon sunshine. Rain in the forecast, high 58 tomorrow. Partly cloudy by Sunday and a high 54. 48 now on ESPN 93.5.
Always text us if you like. 359-2255. 359-2255. Check your Fox Business Minute. See all these markets are going to open following the implementation of the 25% tariff that went to effect 8 hours, 20 minutes ago. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, it's really happened. Hundreds of billions in U.S. tariffs slapped on China, and China promises to respond in kind. President Trump tweeting, this is good for the U.S. economy. Liz Ann Saunders, vice president of Charles Schwab, tells Fox Business this will have an effect.
The additional tariffs up to the full $500 billion and change start to affect the consumer more directly.
If prices start rising on products made in China, more talks are scheduled today. We're paying more for gasoline and housing. As a result, consumer prices were up 0.3% in April. Waiting for your Uber? Wait no more. Uber stocks available for sale today. The rideshare giant goes public at $45 a share. Checking in at the Marriott, the world's largest hotel company, Marriott International, reports profits are down in the last quarter due to higher operating costs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
You know, Busey's ranked among the top employers in the state for the fourth consecutive year, a true testament to the unique culture of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Best Companies Group and Daily Herald Business Ledger named Busey 2019 Best Places to Work in Illinois. Survey and Awards Program identifies, recognizes, honors the best places of employment in the state, and Busey's among 18 companies recognized in the large employer category, 500 or more. Yeah, they've got a lot of, it's a $9 billion company now.
I know.
Busey thanks its dedicated associates for making this acknowledgement possible and fulfilling the Busey promise to their customers and community members. Five lines of business, personal, mortgage, business, cash management, and wealth management. Busey is your premier provider for financial solutions, from buying a home, saving for your child's education, to planning for retirement beyond. Partner with Busey. Investment product services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. I could probably get a bunch of show bumpers from just Chicago. He's got some great songs.
Oh, yeah.
359-2255. Some texts have come in.
Yes, they have. And I wanted to mention that USPS Food Drive Saturday is something that David sent in from Villa Grove. Stamp out hunger, I believe is what they call it.
I got my yellow bag, so I just fill that and put it by the mailbox.
That's right. Your mail carrier will take care of it.
How do they have room? They got barrels of mail back
there. This is a big effort, but what a great event to help stock the local food pantries. So if you can contribute, they especially look for like mac and cheese and protein sources like peanut butter and lots of canned goods.
Okay. There's that.
Well, there was a comment during the Ditka segment, and yes, he drained the swamp.
Talking Donald Trump and going in there, and, you know, truth be known, every Democrat want him out. I mean, 9 out of 10 bureaucrats would want him out. And I'd think after Republicans would want him out, if you were really stone cold, have some beers and honest, nobody hears me. He's messing it up. Why would you want to do anything you said you were going to do, silly?
That's the business side of him. And well, I don't know if he had that for years.
A whole lot of people do in Washington because it's powerful. It's a good gig now.
Sure.
It's certainly riding in this darker cars with some security in some cases and whisked over to CNN and do your live shot.
Right.
I mean, you're a powerful person.
That's right.
If you're in that, in the bureaucracy, I mean, some of the stuff where they call the deep state, where you have totally biased people doing that work. So I would implement a 10-year term limit on the bureaucracy.
Yes, please.
Well, they don't know how to do it. You can't bring new people. Yeah, you can. People get jobs and leave jobs all the time. You have 10 years of serving your country, and then you've got to go find other work. That's for the people, the 400,000 people at a particular institution, you've got to recycle. Well, nobody will know how to. Well, you do it kind of gradually. After a year, you'll be really good at it, and then you'll train the next person. And it's like servicing your country. And all the term limits should be imposed on Congress. you know, the House, the Senate, the president has term limits. Let's, you know, obviously continue with that, but have term limits. And maybe the Supreme Court needs 20-year term limits.
Agreed.
We don't have lifetime appointments.
Right.
Anyway, just my wild ideas.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255, you'd like to check in with us this morning. We're going to check your news coming up. It's Friday. It's graduation weekend. It's Mother's Day Sunday. Make sure you hug your mom if you're blessed to still have your mom.
That's right.
ESPN 93.5, 820 a.m. and your wife and all the amazing work.
Agreed.
That woman does.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick, friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
Hey, Cardinals fans, the weekend of May 24th, 25th, and 26th. It's time to come to Busch Stadium and see the Cardinals play host to the Atlanta Braves. That weekend, it's also loaded with giveaways for you. Friday, May 24th, it's the Marcell Ozuna Mystery Jersey Bobblehead, presented by AAA Insurance. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home the Ozuna Bobblehead. That evening is also Six Flags Night. 30,000 fans receive a buy one, get one free ticket to Six Flags, valid any one day through July. Saturday, May 25th, Purina Pooch is in the ballpark. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will make their furry friend happy by taking home a special Yachty Dog Bowl, courtesy of Purina. Sunday, May 26th, it's the Cardinals Kids Tumbler, presented by Powerade and Quick Trip. This 14-ounce tumbler comes with a straw and features a custom design, highlighting players from the current Cardinals lineup. Make the trip to St. Louis. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com/.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. Build your products in the U.S. and there are no tariffs. One of several tweets from President Trump this morning. At midnight, the U.S. raised tariffs from 10 to 25% on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods. Trade talks with the Chinese stalling, but the president insisting in another tweet, they're continuing in a very congenial manner.
China saying it will take necessary countermeasures, but hopes the countries can meet halfway. The tariff increases hit a wide range of products, from internet routers to vacuum cleaners.
Fox's Simon Owen, during a three-day visit to Russia next week, Secretary of State Pompeo will meet with President Vladimir Putin in Sochi on Tuesday.
Watch out for water on the roadways. Don't drive into water if you see it. Stay safe.
That's Harris County, Texas Judge Lena Hidalgo. 5 inches of rain in 90 minutes. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An arrest warrant has been issued in a Champaign homicide investigation. Police say they responded to an apartment complex parking lot in the 400 block of Edgebrook Drive early in the morning on May 5th, following reports of a shooting. They found a 21-year-old man who died of his injuries at a hospital. The victim was identified as Scott Roth. An arrest warrant is out for 28-year-old Isaiah DePriest Kane for first-degree murder. A bus was hit by a vehicle head-on in Arcola yesterday afternoon. WCIS's Arcola School District says a bus with first-grade students from Arcola Elementary School was coming back from a field trip on Route 133 west of Arcola when the bus was hit by a vehicle head-on. One student and one adult passenger on the bus were taken to a local hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The driver of the vehicle was sent to a hospital. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We talked with Mike Ditka, brother Johnny, last hour. Coach sounds great. He's back in Chicago. If you're ever up there, go to the Chestnut Street Ditka's restaurant at about 6-ish, mm-hmm. 6 to 7:30.
Right off the Magnificent Mile.
That's your tip. In fact, I drove by the restaurant going to Four Seasons the other night when I was at the Merritt School of Music Big 2019 Gala,
mm-hmm.
with Jeffrey Breslow. By the way, he called me yesterday, the sculptor, legendary game inventor, called me yesterday. We sent him the audio.
Uh-huh.
And he just got such a kick out of his grandson.
Yeah, his grandson is 8 and said, I want to spend my rest of my life with
him. I love my grandpa so much, I want to spend the rest of my life with him.
I love that line.
He went, oh, he couldn't believe it. It's awesome.
From the mouths of babes.
Yep. And so we talked to Coach and Johnny, but again, if you Want to see Coach Ditka most of night, not every night, it's not guaranteed, but most of the nights, that's kind of their kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll go over there and eat, and he'll have something. I'm telling you, I love going to that restaurant.
Oof, pot roast nachos is a good idea.
Pot roast nachos.
I'm going to try that at home. I know it won't be quite the same.
Well, we've tried to do the same.
Okay.
You put the pot roast in there with a lot of the stuff.
Right.
And it's close.
In a crock pot or something.
You do the pot
marinated.
Right. And then you put the chips down with the cheese and all the other extras, the sour cream.
Yummy.
So you can come close. It's not quite the same.
Uh-huh.
Because the way they're melting the cheese on the Tostito or whatever it is. Anyway, so the garlic mashed potatoes on the paddle steak, it's like a $50 steak.
Right.
It's a la carte. So bring your wallet because it's not cheap.
Sure.
But
it's an experience.
It's lovely. Medium rare.
And Brother Johnny says, watch your hand. Next to Steve.
It's gone. Be careful. Did you drop your steak, Steve? Because it's gone.
Exactly.
So anyway, if you want to see Coach Mike Ditka, I mean, he's... Gosh, 77 or 8?
I think 77.
And he just had that heart event again.
Oh. Like around Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And he had to have the pacemaker. Mm-hmm. And that's forever now. But he sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And, Diana says doing great. So he's playing golf every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they, in Naples, they'll play at Bobolink, I think, is where he goes. And they play gin, and I don't even want to know the kind of money that kind of changes hands there. Oh, my goodness, because the gin rummy is not for fun. Those guys, I think, I don't know this.
They ante up.
I think so. But I honestly actually don't know that. I just think most of and same as golf, when buddies are out golfing.
Sure.
There is money on the line every time. And sometimes you play for quarters, and you look down, and you're going to owe $90 if you miss the putt.
Ah!
Because they just multiply.
Okay.
They have so many games in golf. I have never done that because I'm not very good at golf, and I'm smart enough to know. And then if you're not good at golf, and then you get too much of a handicap, they give you too many shots, then you're a sandbagger. So for everybody, and there are a lot of guys who listen to us, if you do golf... Always lose the money. Just don't try, particularly if it's, like a business thing, never, ever win money. Because you're a sandbagger, you can't win. And the other person, particularly if it's a sales situation, it's not worth it.
Okay.
And then if you say, well, I'm a this, and you look way better than that,
uh-huh.
People don't like that.
Uh-huh.
They're called a sandbagger. Because you're sandbagging, you're pretending you're no good, and you are. It's like a pool player that goes into the hall and is awful and then brings out his own when the money comes out.
The one scramble I participated in, Lake of the Woods, Perry Green was on my team. He was the ringer on the team.
Yeah.
And the only money I put down was how many balls can I fit in my mouth. And I put 3 in there. Can you believe I put 3 golf balls in my mouth?
Yeah, well... It's
and then I pull them out, Perry's like, you know what kind of chemicals we use on these
Yeah, don't want to do that. Craig texts me, BS, always win. But you'll have to agree, Craig, nobody likes somebody who's supposed to be a 15 and they look like an 8. I'm telling you, because I'll look like a 24, which is probably what I am, and then I'll birdie a hole, and that's a sandbagger. A 24 would never birdie a hole. It's just I don't play enough. Anyway,
we're getting texted. Yeah, my mouth coming.
You don't want to lick the golf ball. But
I wasn't thinking about it.
There's a lot of bad things on. Yeah. 359-2255. You can text us. All right, check your sports headlines. 8:43.
St. Louis Cardinals win big. 17-4 was the final. Let's get your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, how would you characterize that game we had last night at Busch Stadium?
Well, the Cardinals were down by a run, Mike, and then they started scoring, and they scored often. 4 runs in the second, 2 in the third, 5 in the fourth, 5 in the sixth, and for good measure, 1 more in the eighth inning. 16 hits, 17 runs, a 17-4 victory. And to say the Cardinals needed a game like that, that's the understatement. But Michael Wacha got the win. What's lost in it? A couple of really good defensive plays by Paul DeJong at shortstop. But to see Dominic Leone come out there trying to put together a good outing, he did. 2 scoreless innings, the 7th and the 8th. John Gant got an out in the 6th. John Brebbia finished up. Michael Walker's 3-0 with the win.
And we're on the air tonight at 6:20 as Adam Wainwright will look for his fourth victory of the year as he goes to the mound against Trevor Williams, a right-hander for Pittsburgh. Cardinals win the first one last night against Pittsburgh, 17-4.
Chris Bryant with a homer yesterday. Anthony Rizzo has hit homers 10 out of the last 11 games. There's been homers from the players in 15 straight games. They're going after a record. Cubs win 4-1 yesterday, and they'll be at Wrigley with a 1-20 start, starting up the series against the Milwaukee Brewers. 1-20 tomorrow and a Sunday evening game. Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 5-0. After 2 hours and 34 minutes of a rain delay, they decided to call it. Chicago White Sox face Toronto tonight. On to local baseball. We have Purdue tonight. It is a 90s night. Tomorrow, a 3 o'clock start is Honor and Service Day. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, they'll have one of the senior moms throwing out the first pitch. Should be a great series against Purdue against 6 o'clock tonight. Ben Troike had a hand injury, so their shortstop will be out the rest of the season. He was hit by a pitch. Illinois softball advances after beating Nebraska 6-4 yesterday from Bloomington, Indiana.
Come on.
12:30 start as they take on Michigan.
Michigan's the one. We're the 8 or 9. We won that game against Nebraska. If we beat Michigan, we'll go to the NCAA.
That's right. Illinois Big Ten Championship track and field will take place for the men and women in Iowa. On to the NHL. Boston's up in the series 1-0 now as they beat Carolina 3-0 yesterday. NBA playoffs with both series tied at 3 apiece. Philadelphia beat Toronto 112-104 and Portland over Denver 119-109. Golden State is at Houston tonight. And golf, what we were just talking about, the Byron Nelson Classic in Dallas has Denny McCarthy on top of the leaderboard right now. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago to build your patio or plant your trees, those are the same exact guys coming out today. If you want to find out more about our history, our people, and especially our plants, you can go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane from Country Arbors Nursery, and have a nice.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Morning clouds. Partly cloudy by this afternoon, though. Today's high 62, 42 are low this evening. Make way for showers tomorrow with a high 58, low 43. We've got a high 54 for Mother's Day with some clouds down to around 41 in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 48. ESPN 93.5.
It's time for the roundabout with Visit Champaign County. As always, Terry joining us. It is Mother's Day weekend, and Terry, you have some gift-giving ideas, right?
I do. You can treat your mom this weekend to some new plants for her garden with two big plant sales going on. You can head to Lincoln Square on Saturday for their annual native plant sale for those plants that attract pollinators. While also La Gracia in Urbana will host their plant sale of herbs, veggies, and heirlooms starting today through next weekend.
Why might one want to head to Parkland College this weekend?
Well, as we approach Pride Month, Parkland Pride will host a drag show on Friday at the theater. This event is put on by students to raise awareness and provide safe and entertaining event for the community, so go out and show your support.
And batter up, baseball season coming to an end in the Twin Cities.
That's right. The Fighting Illini baseball team finishes their home season this weekend against Purdue. With games tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, you have plenty of opportunities to get outside and cheer on the orange and blue.
Go Illini. For more details on these events or anything else happening this weekend, Terry, where can our listeners go?
Visit champaigncounty.org.
Yeah, okay. Join T and Carp today, a week from today, for a last-minute chance to join us as we go to St. Louis to see the Cubs take on the Cardinals June 2nd in our sold-out bus. Stop by Pia's Sports Bar and Grill for T and Carp Live week from today, Friday, May 17th, 4 to 6.
Yep.
Enjoy a 10-ounce Slugger burger after work and a cold beer to kick off your weekend.
Yeah.
And while you're there, register to win tickets and motor coach transportation on our sold-out bus trip to Bush.
Right on Springfield Avenue near Mattis, it's Pia's.
Must register on location at Pia's between 4 and 6 on Friday, May 17 with ESPN 93.5. So,
Pia's open at 7 a.m.
It's amazing.
I know. It's because the craft crowd comes in after third shift wraps up. It's kind of fun to go over there in the morning.
When do they leave at Pia's?
Two, three
in the morning? Yeah. Okay.
I used to work the overnights at K104 and then join my friends that were coming off
second,
shift.
Third shift?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if you have to register between the during the broadcast 4 to 6, what if you only won? You're the only one. Who knows?
That's true.
So then you'd win two tickets and a ride.
You know, when I did my live at PS for Kenny Chesney show, we rode the party bus. It was standing room only up in there.
Well, then I may be giving you false hope that you'd be the only. But you just, if it's between 4 and 6, your odds are going to be pretty good.
Right.
To win two tickets and the bus ride down on our big bus trip on June 2.
Details on this and all our podcasts, ESPNCU.com.
All right, so we have a big weekend in our family with Benjamin graduating.
Yay,
he's
Benjamin!
Our middle triplet. When you graduate college, that's quite a deal. It is not easy to get all the way through. It is really probably, in fact, I don't know what the, I know that at one time the number was 17, only 17 get done. Graduate with a degree. It's hard to finish because stuff comes up. It's expensive, all these other things. So it's a really great accomplishment. If anybody in your family graduates, it's a wonderful thing to graduate from high school. And then if you're able to go to Parkland and get your associates, fantastic. If you're able to figure out how you can become an electrician or carpenter, I think that stuff is fantastic. You can make a terrific living of being a tremendous plumber. And I think I just admire people that know how to undo the kitchen thing, and I think it's amazing. And people look at that as no big deal because they've done it all their life and they're good at it. I'm not. So every challenging project to me, I have to figure out if it's a pointy one or the flat one. It's daunting. I was supposed to be a Boy Scout and the troop leader quit. When was my turn? What was I supposed to do?
In 2016, it said 60% of students completed a bachelor degree at the same institute where they started.
60?
Yeah.
That's a big number.
There you go.
It's a way better. It's just still quite an ordeal to get through.
It is.
There's a lot of things that come up in that time of life because you're on your own. Sometimes you go wayward on you a little bit. Some bad choices, money stuff, paying back the debt. All these things factor in. But it's a big weekend, so congratulations to my son Benjamin and all the people that will be wearing the mortarboard and the gown for the pictures with all the landmark sites. It'll be crowded and wonderful, and it's great.
And Larry Geese giving the speech.
Yeah, and the big one at the Memorial Stadium tomorrow, 9:30. We'll be there for that. We'll be at the Art and Design one on Sunday as well. So looking forward to everything. And the President's House, of course, got to see President Killeen.
Of course.
Sure he's looking for me. Chancellor.
Hello, Stevie. Come on over.
Security. All right, see you tomorrow.
Enjoy the weekend.
See you Monday.
See you Monday. Congratulations, Benjamin.
Yep, thank you. That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. The Jeremy Warner Show is coming up next. We'll meet back on Monday. Thank you again for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
GEICO presents.